Peace be with you.
我们感谢主，今天是耶稣基督从死里复活的纪念日。
Praise the Lord. Today is a day where the Lord was resurrected.
我们今天在这里应该用喜乐的心来做庆祝。
So today we should have a happy heart as we gather together in worship.
我要请问我们弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督的复活跟你有没有关系？
So we want to ask you guys, brothers and sisters, what does Christ's resurrection have to do with you?
我们等一下要从主的话语里面一起来思想，为什么我们要喜乐？
Yeah. We're going to look in scripture to understand why we want to celebrate today.
今天江牧师要先讲到，他要跟我们讲说，怎么去证明耶稣真的从死里复活。
Today, this morning, I will be speaking first, the explanation of what is the proof of the resurrection.
然后我要讲耶稣的复活跟你有什么关系。
And then Pastor Chang will share the message about what does the resurrection have to do with you.
求主帮助我们。
Help us, O Lord.
我们今天还有灵洗。
And today we also have baptism and confirmation.
还有坚信礼。
And yeah, confirmation.
我们盼望我们如果有时间，我今天要邀请我们教会所有已经长执会认定的小组长到前面来，我们要给他们抹油，求主赐福他们。
And if we have time today, we want to ask the cell group leaders of our church to really come up, and we as the consistory wants to anoint them and pray over them.
还有我们要为一个家庭祷告。
We also want to pray over a family.
Lisa 她的家庭，她的婆婆在几个礼一两个礼拜以前在北京过世。
And our sister Lisa, her mother-in-law passed away in Beijing 2 weeks ago.
And 她真的蒙恩得神祝福。
And we're hoping for the blessings of God.
因为我盼望每一个人都能够像她活得那么长。
We hope that we would live as long as this lady.
她过世的时候104岁。
She was 104 when she passed away.
所以我盼望我们成为祝福，来祝福这个家庭。
And we hope to be a blessing for this family.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
好，我们一起来读圣经。
All right, let's read the word together.
我们今天要读的三处的圣经，我们教会哈有一个习惯，我们不把圣经打在墙头上。
Our ministry here, we don't really have a habit of putting the scripture on the screen.
因为很多人来教会做礼拜的时候，看圣经就写在上面，很方便，回去就不读圣经。
Because so many people will actually just look up there and read the scripture, but when they go home, they don't really partake in the word of God.
所以我们盼望每一个人都读你自己的圣经。
So this is why we hope that each and every one of you will read your own word of God.
我们今天要读的圣经有好几处。第一处的圣经，请我们来读约翰福音20:19-23。
We have a couple of passages today. So our first passage we're going to read is from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 19-23.
这是第一部分，我们要读的这段圣经呢，是耶稣基督从死里复活以后第一天晚上他见到的门徒所说的话。
This is an account of Jesus' first night after resurrection meeting with his disciples.
约翰福音第20
John chapter 20.
我们从19-23。
We'll read from 19-23.
如果翻到的弟兄姊妹就跟我一起诵读，然后我们读中文，然后就请江牧师带领我们读英语。
We'll first read it in Chinese with Pastor Chang, and then afterwards we'll read in English.
好，翻到的话，我们就一起来诵读《约翰福音》第20:19-23。我们一起来。那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪？”谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。好，
Friends, if you have the word of God in front of you, please read with me in English. So John chapter 20, verse 19 to 23. The word of the Lord says this: On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hand and his side, and the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks to be God. 我们再来读第二段的圣经是罗马书，请我们往后面翻新约圣经，罗马书第六章。
Our second passage we're going to read today is going to be from Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 14.
我们从第一节念到第十四节，罗马书第六章，从第一节到第十四节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 14.
罗马书第六章第一节到第十四节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 14.
好，我们一起开声来念。这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？ 岂不知我们受这洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。 因为知道我们的救人和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就与信必他同活。因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次。 他活是向神活，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当自己是活的。所以不要容罪在你们的必死的身上做王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神。 并将肢体作义的器皿献给神，罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 14. If you have it in front of you, please read with me. The word of the Lord says this: What shall we say then? Are we to continue to sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Okay, 最后一个非常重要的一段圣经，这段圣经是江牧师要讲到的主题，是在哥林多前书第十五章第一节到第十一节。
And our last passage we're going to read this morning will be from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 11.
我在这里鼓励我们弟兄姊妹，还没有读哥林多前书十五章之前，我请你们回去好好读，因为这一章跟你绝对有关联。
Pastor Chan wants to encourage you, if you haven't read 1 Corinthians, please read it. It has a lot to do with your life.
特别是第十五章哈。
Especially chapter 15.
因为第十五章讲到基督徒的死。我想请问一下。死过的人请举手。没有人啊。有人死过吗？有人真的举手死过、啊。请我们记得你还没有经历死，但是你必须了解死是什么。所以哥林多前书第十五章解释得非常非常好。今天我们盼望能够从江牧师的口中得到信息。我们来读第一节到第十一节。
We will be reading from verse 1 to 11.
哥林多前书第十五章第一节到第十一节，这一章非常长，有五十几节啊。我们只有读第一节到第十一节就好。来，如果翻到了弟兄姊妹，我们一起来诵读来。弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看。我如同未到产期而生的人一般，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩典才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原是我，乃是神的恩典与我同在。不拘是我，是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信了。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 11. If you have it in front of you, please read with me. Word Lord says this, Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, of which you received and which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved. If you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received I pass on to you as first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then the 12. After that he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some has fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and the last of all he appeared to me also, as to the one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was nothing, not without effect. Not I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but grace of God that was with me.Rather than it is or I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believe. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Christ is risen, friends. Amen. And so as we're going to begin today is I will be preaching in English, and then Pastor Chang will come and translate. And then afterwards with Pastor Chang's message, he will preach it in Chinese, and I'll summarize for him afterwards. Friends, this is how our order is going to go. Let us pray as we begin to hear the word of God. Lord Jesus, we welcome you here in this place, Lord. We celebrate you this morning, Lord, not just because today's Easter, but Lord, today is your day. And so, Lord, I pray that today as we hear your word and hear it clearly with clarity, Lord, may the Spirit inspire into our hearts, Lord, your word. And Lord, may we act on it, Lord. Lord, let it not just be kept in our heart, but Lord, may it be outward so that we can bless your kingdom. So, Lord, may we hear you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I'm a big fan of Easter and Christmas. I'm just a sucker for it because it's not often we get to see such a beautiful community gathered together. Especially here in Grace Christian Church, we on Easter and Christmas, we gather both congregations together in the morning. And I know some of our youth group guys, our young adult guys, they grind their teeth and they groan because, oh, we have to help out in worship. But wasn't it amazing this morning when we led together, we sang together in our own languages? It's an amazing time. It's also a moment in which we see a lot of new faces, a lot of old faces. And if you are in a normal church, they call it the creasters would come because, you know, you need to show up at least twice a year to keep your membership, right? But it's a special day today because we celebrate the risen Lord. We celebrate him well. Yes, of course, we celebrate him every Sunday. Resurrection Sunday is every Sunday, but today especially, we remind ourselves of this. And the special thing that we do here at Grace Christian Church is on these two special events, Christmas and Easter, we have baptism and confirmation. And it's a beautiful reminder for us because it reminds us the proof that Christ really rose. Christ really came, he died, and he really rose again. I'm going to save the Easter conversation with Pastor Chang, and I just want to really target us here as we stand before each other, and knowing who you are in Christ, we are a proof of his resurrection, each and every one of us, right? And so how often do we forget that in our day-to-day life? We walk every day out there in the world, and sometimes do we really live the life of a resurrected person? That we have died to our sin just as Christ has died for us. And now as we go forth in this world, we are completely different. And so the church in Corinth, as you can read here, and as Pastor Chang suggested, please go back and really read this book. It's really deep, especially this. But he starts off this chapter saying, in the original message, it says this, remind you of this gospel, brothers, right? It's something that's kind of interesting because it makes it sound like they really forgot this. And so at the tail end of this first letter to correct his church, Paul had to refresh them of this really important concept of their faith. He had to fill up some of the gaps and some of the misconceptions that has been going on in that church. And because the fact is, I think a lot of times is, yes, we know that you believe in God and a lot of you guys are sincere about it, but somehow as time goes by, it starts to fade and dwindle. Because it's hard, it is true, right? It's hard to believe in something that we couldn't see. I know there's some people that oftentimes complain, like when Jesus came on earth and he died and he rose again, all this stuff, they saw that stuff. I didn't see any of that stuff. So how am I supposed to hold on to this? But we do because we're called for this. This is your story. This is not just a story 2,000 years ago in the making. This is a story of today. And this is why he says here, you know, we have to hold fast to this teaching. We have to hold fast in this understanding. And even Jesus says this when he was in ministry, right? We all know that passage in John 8, right? The truth will set you free, but we never read that passage beforehand where it says that you have to hold on to his teaching. Then you will be his followers, and then the truth, you will know the truth, and it will set you free, right? We tend to just blow by year, not really recognizing that Christ risen. And so we take Easter kind of for granted. We turn it into special little little kids programs where they run after Easter eggs and not really remembering the depth of it. But as Paul says here, if we don't remember that resurrection, then all that we believed in vain. Like, what's the point of you coming here? What's the point of you guys gathering here in church on a Sunday? You get up, you sit down, you get up, you sit down. You can't go to the bathroom because Pastor Chang won't let you, and you can sit down, right? If we don't believe in the resurrection, right? It's so easy to forget what Jesus did and focus on this world that's going on. It happens even when Jesus' time, right? There was 10 leopards, and how many showed up, came back? Only one, right? Ironically, what was going on here was that they didn't understand the resurrection well. They didn't really hold it as good. They only know some pieces of it, but they didn't know in full. It's kind of ironic now that we think about it as believers now is because we have a creed, and our creed says that we believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. But in this time, they tend to kind of thought about this as some feel-good thing, a mindset, because they really didn't believe that people can be raised from the dead. That is assumption that, okay, if Jesus did it, that's cool, but that's not going to happen to me. And so they kind of spin this idea is like, you are living, after you believe in Christ, you are living this best you, right? You are living in this new you, right? And it became, resurrection has became half-folded as just a new perspective almost, a new way to look at things. And they missed out on the resurrection piece. And Paul argues with them, the fact is that if the dead cannot be raised, then Christ didn't raise from the dead. And all of this preaching that we've been preaching, me, the apostles, the followers of Jesus who saw, all of that is for nothing. Because then we tend to forget the gospel message, right? It's hard to see, and I don't know if you know the stories, but I think we hear about resurrections. We heard here in our church even that their resurrection is possible. But yet, all that glory and stuff, when it fades, we forget. And so Paul reminds them of this gospel. And I think we like to call the gospel the good news. And so what is this good news? Right? I think a lot of times when we ask a lot of Christians, what is the gospel? They have very spread out interpretations of it. I remember when we used to do mission trips with our youth group kids, and one of the questions that whoever originally did the application wrote, what is the gospel, right? And someone wrote, it was the good news. And when I asked them, what is the good news? He said, it is good. And so I was like, what does that mean? But here, as you read, Paul actually simplifies it. Like, if he had to do an elevator pitch when someone asked him what is the gospel, he put it down here in verse 3 to 4, right? He says here in verse 3 to 4, he says, you know, this is the gospel, basically. Like, Christ died for our sins according to Scripture, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day, and people saw. Simple as that, right? That was the gospel message that we tend to forget. And Paul talks about this, the fact is, it didn't really matter who they were that shared this gospel message, right? We also tend to think, like, who's equipped and ready to speak the word of God? It had to be someone with paper, with credentials and things, right? But if you recognize the early followers of Jesus, none of them really had legitimate credentials, didn't they? Paul was probably the only one. He was trained under a great rabbi, but no one else, really. They were just lay people, almost. But they went out there and did work. And Paul even himself says, I myself is probably the lesser of all of this. Because we all bear this message. And the message is that Christ, he died for us. He really died. He didn't die for himself. He didn't die for his own issues, but he died for our issues. And he brought atonement through his death. He was buried. Like, Jesus was actually dead. It wasn't some like party trick where he faked his death so that, you know, he can prove that, you know, pretend. He literally died. There's historical documentation that a man named Jesus was crucified by a prefector named Pilate. Okay, if you look in historical records, you'll see that he was dead. And the fact is that even the gospel writer Matthew had to share, the fact is that the religious leaders had to fabricate a story by paying off guards to make up a story. But Jesus really was buried, and Jesus rose again. He really rose again. And Paul argues, the fact is that it points to this. Old Testament points to this, and Old Testament even points to your resurrection. It's not just Christ's resurrection, but your resurrection in Daniel, in Isaiah. And if Christ rose, then we will rise again, as was spoken of. And all of this, what does it have to do with us, and why are we the proof of resurrection? Because we cannot deny what we experienced. See, Paul says that when Christ rose again, he witnessed to many. Many people experienced him, first with Peter or Cephas, right? Then to his disciples, then to 500 people and plus, right? There were so many people that saw his resurrection. So many people. And of course, he's like, some of them died on the way. They died. But there's still so many that's still alive. And you have to realize something about this early church. Each and every one of them suffered for this message. People don't suffer in vain. I think we're pretty bad at this. I know we just finished Lent, guys, and I know that some of you guys suffered in vain. You guys shouldn't have decided to do all those things that you should have done. God wasn't asking for any of that, and we suffered in vain. We like to suffer in vain, but people in that time don't suffer in vain. They literally hung. They literally got cut into pieces. For what reason? Because how can they deny what they saw, what they experienced? And the great, amazing story of this is when Paul talked about that Christ rose again. In that Greek form, it says this continuation. That means that Christ is still alive today. And so his resurrection has so much to do with us. Because how? 2,000 years later, after the resurrection of Christ, we're still here on a Sunday morning. We're still getting up, sit down. Some of you guys should have peed before you came in, but now you can't, so you have to wait till later. And you're still here. Because of his resurrection, and we become the great proof that Jesus came, he died, and he rose again for us. And friends, in a few while after our messages, you're going to see few individuals here coming up to get baptized and confirmed. They're going to profess their faith among the world, to the principalities, to the people around here, to witnesses of this church. And it's an amazing feeling every time. As I'm blessed and honored always to sit with the consistory to hear the testimonies of these people, how God has worked in their lives. And it's encouraging for me because it reminds me of how I came into faith and what God did in my life. And I pray and hope that when you see these guys come up here and really dedicate their life to Christ for eternity, we remind ourselves, why did we choose this fact? And that we will really live a life as a proof of the resurrection. Let me close with this story. When I grew up in my home church, we grew up in a church where there was very little baptisms happening with the youth. Very little young people got baptized. Many of them were, you know, a family church. So many of them came and they were baptized as infants and they don't want to get confirmed because they always say, I was forced to, right? I was the first baptism for a decade. My wife was second a year later. And I remember the third person that got baptized. We were in a Korean church. He wasn't even Korean. I didn't know who he was in the beginning because his last name was Sad, and I thought he was always sad, right? But he was the third baptism, right? His best friend brought him to church, and he decided that he wanted to get baptized. And a little after his baptism, he came to our church and he shared with us his struggling at home. We found out one thing was his family lineage. He was a Korahite Jew. Right? His father was a prolific person in the local synagogue. And his parents were basically, when they found out, the community found out, the family was shamed. Right? The family was shamed and they were threatening to basically isolate and excommunicate their entire family unless his son recanted. And so he came to us asking for prayer and strength because he was certain and sure. The fact is that this is where he wanted to follow and he wanted us to pray over him and give him strength. And so his best friend asked him, like, why? Why would you do this? And he says, because when we were growing up, we used to do some bad things. I see you do a lot of bad things. But the fact is that I've seen you throughout the years being transformed by Christ. I can't deny that Jesus is real and he is alive. And hence, this is why I'm going to go through this fight. This kid actually eventually got excommunicated by his family. actually, he described to me exactly what a kazasa ceremony was. It was crazy. The fact is that he was willing to believe. Why? Because his best friend's testimony as a proof of the resurrection. So friends, as we celebrate today, the resurrection, remind yourself of your story. Be the proof once again. Be the proof. So go out there and go show the world that Christ is risen. Don't keep it as a statement that we do once a year and say he's risen indeed, but actually go out there and prove to the world that Christ is risen. Be the gospel. Amen.
那我来讲到翻译那个江牧师刚才所说的，江牧师在告诉我们几件非常重要的事情。第一件事情，我们为什么在这里？我们知道耶稣从死里复活，而且我们已经2000年了。你知不知道为什么你每一个礼拜天来这里做礼拜，而且用礼拜天，我们把它称作主日，因为 圣经告诉我们说，七天的头一天，耶稣基督从死里复活。所以你一个礼拜来做礼拜的那一天，就是纪念耶稣基督从死里复活的日子。所以，我们礼拜天来做礼拜。那很有趣的一点就是，我们来习惯了，习惯以后我们就会忘记。有时候忘记了，我们不知道我们来做礼拜是干什么。 其实，请我们记得，我们应该常常被提醒，常常记得我们所信的那位耶稣，他曾经为你的罪、为我的罪死了，而且又从死里复活了。那是一件非常重要的事情。但要请问一下，耶稣真的从死里复活了吗？ 你有没有什么证据？刚才江牧师说有几个客观的证据。第一个证据是什么？保罗本身就是一个很好的证据。保罗他不信耶稣，而当时古代那个时候，耶稣从死里复活，很多人说哇，他复活了，我们看见。 但是那些看见耶稔复活的人告诉人家说耶稔从死里复活的，在当时的社会里面是不太被认可的。第一个，证明耶稔复活的，说耶稔从死里复活的是妇女，啊，妇女讲的话不算。然后呢，耶稣的这些门徒，他们又什么呢？又是打鱼的，做普通工作的。 如果你看整本圣经里面，说耶稣的门徒里面可以拿出文凭，让人家说这个，他讲的话大概可以相信的是谁？是保罗自己。但是保罗他说，在所有使徒当中看见耶稣从死里复活的，我是最小的一个。所以他说，我们好像看到这个 耶稣从死里复活的事情呢，很容易就被淹没掉了。但是没有，为什么？因为那是真的。保罗从不信到相信到改变，那是最大的证明。另外一个，保罗在刚才我们所读的圣经里面提到一件事情，说耶稣从死里复活不是我们的幻想，耶稣从死里复活不是我们制造出来的。 因为耶稣常常出现给谁看，而且曾经一次出现给500多个男人看。如果你说这些人的可能疯了，不可能说一下子500多人都疯了吧？而且保罗还说，那一些人，保罗写那封信的时候，写哥林多前书的时候，他说大部分的人还没有死呢，你们可以去问他们。然后 保罗又继续传他的福音，他说如果我们相信耶稣从死里复活了，而你们当中刚信的人怎么可以说有没有这回事？让我们不要忘记，而且耶稣真的从死里复活，他从死里复活，因着他的活，你可以活着延活到永远。那今天你可以证明耶稣从死里复活吗？有一个很大的可能性，就是你问一下你自己，生命改变了没有？如果你是一个信耶稣但是生命改变的人，你知道你里面有那个活的动力的时候，你就可以证明耶稣是活的。江牧师说他去一个韩国教会，人家带他去韩国教会，他在那边信耶稣。他说在韩国教会，韩国教会很少人受洗，很少人信耶稣，都是传统的。他是他的教会里面去参加教会里面 十年来第一个受洗的人，然后过不久以后他的太太是第二个，然后过不久有一个第三个，那个第三个是谁呢？是一个犹太人。那犹太人信主以后，后来被他的家人发现，糟糕，他的家人呢就把他看作外人，而且他们整个犹太人社区就把这个家族隔绝掉，说除非你的儿子悔改回到我们当中，不然的话你们家族也被我们隔离。但是这个年轻人继续坚持下去，为什么？人家问他说为什么你信耶稣，他说我看到有一群我的朋友，他们做好多坏事，我在旁边看，常常做坏事情，突然我一天我看到，哎，他们怎么好了，好像越来越收敛了，而且收敛完了又越来越好，越来越好。结果他说我被他们感动了，后来我发现他们为什么改变，我发现他们信耶稣了。如果耶稣是真的，他可以改变人的生命，那我就要信。所以请我们记得，你如果告诉众人说耶稣从死里复活了，人家说你把证据拿出来，请问你拿什么证据？你可以告诉人家说我就是见证，因为我的生命改变了。请问你做基督徒你做了没有？求主帮助我们，让我们再一次借着耶稣从死里复活来见证耶稣真的是从死里复活，因为你改变了，而且你的改变有永恒的价值。我们一起来祷告。主，我们求你帮助，让我们今天在你的主在你的恩典里面，能够再一次看到神的恩手在我们当中，盼我们能够成为蒙恩得祝福的人。奉耶稣基督圣名，阿们。现在我要讲我的哈。刚才莫牧师那个江牧师提到那个耶稣从死里的证明哈，非常好。那我今天要跟我们大家讲，我的主题叫做从死到生。My topic today is from death to life. 我等一下请江牧师帮我翻译啊，省得我不要讲太多。弟兄姊妹，我们知道，我们所有的人大概是，我们常常讲会想说，讲一个人的生命是什么，从生到死，有没有？我们如果去参加葬礼的时候，人家说哦，这个人出生怎么样怎么样怎么样，然后到他死的时候，哦，他死了怎么怎么样，哦，他活在这个世界多少年多少年，就，所以我们所有的人都会讲从生到死。 但是我在这里要告诉我们诸位，只有一位，他让我们知道，他不但从生到死，他又从死到生。那一个人是谁？就是耶稣。我们在上个月去以色列，去看到耶稣那个空的坟墓，只有基督教的信仰说我们是信的神，他的坟墓是空的，他真的死了，他真的埋葬了，但是那空的坟墓已经不在那里，他不在那里了，他是从死到生的一位神。而且很有意思的是，我们所有的人都是从生到死，那耶稣不但从生到死，他又从死回到生。如果耶稣没有从死到生，我们大概没有希望。为什么？你知道耶稣在活着的时候，他在世界上行走工作，他只有三年半的时间。他在三年半的时候呢，他做很多奇妙的事情，他讲道很有能力，然后他帮助人，他医治病人，甚至赶鬼，而且让死的人从死里复活等等，而且行了很多神迹。最后他死得很惨，如果耶稣就死了就没了，我们今天所认识的耶稣只不过是一个很伟大的人，是一个很伟大的人，他曾经做过很多的事情，他做过事情，做过那个事情，这个历史上出现这一号人不得了，很好，因为很多人因着他的精神感召，你可以说他的精神感召让人因着他，哇，而且他讲的话很好，他讲的真理很多，所以呢听了以后，哇，这个人好。我们看耶稣顶多像中国的孔子，顶多像一个世界的伟人而已，而且呢他所说的他所讲的就跟着他死就走了，就像穆罕默德，就像释迦牟尼，死了就没了。当然穆罕默德后来在几百年以后呢，他的崇拜者就给他发明的一个事情，说呢他的坟墓还在，他的还埋在里面，但是他们就开始知道说，我们看到他什么呢，骑着白马就在那，就在耶路撒冷那个圣殿那边的，从那骑着白马上去了。所以呢他们就在那个圣殿山那个地方有一个叫做 Rock of Doom， 就是一块很大的石头，哇，他就从这里上去的，谁看到啊？但是感谢主，我们的耶稣基督从死里复活以后，他就不一样了。怎么样不一样？他胜过死亡，他胜过罪，他胜过咒诅，他胜过可怕，他胜过哀嚎，而且最奇妙的是什么呢？最奇妙的是，他把那个从死里复活那个能力，赏赐给相信他的人。所以这不是假的哈。有一次，我们教会有一位姐妹告诉我说，她有一个朋友租了一个新的地方，然后晚上做梦，而且每一天做梦，而且做同样的梦，梦见一个妇女，一个妇人 带着他的孩子要进入他的身体。我说以为我听到以后最初以为 他睡觉的时候有人来敲门，有一个女人要带着你儿子进，他说不不不，是鬼要进入他里面。他说晚上睡不着，那怎么办？他就找我们教会的一个好朋友，他的朋友，我们教会一个姐妹，我不好意思说她的名字，她在我们当中啊。我说去找我们牧师，我说你看到的是什么？他说我看真的看到鬼。我说你怕吗？我太怕了。我说你要不要信耶稣？我不知道。你耶稣要有帮助我才想信，对不对？他说对对对对。我就说那你跟我一起祷告好吗？我们一连为他祷告三个晚上，他完全得到释放。而且我在这里要告诉我们的家族一个很奇妙的事情，我的外婆哈，我的姥姥，她的爸爸是在他们村里面一个蛮有钱的人，可惜他染上吃鸦片，就吃抽鸦片抽到一个人就变成干掉了，他很痛苦，而且鬼缠身。我的舅舅把这个故事告诉我说好可怕，他说我们家里面从头每一个地方都贴着符咒，而且那个符咒呢，那个庙还很厉害哦，这个符咒只有三个月的期限啊，所以三个月我要再拿新的，拿新的要交钱哦。这好像是什么呢？我们的 license， 我们的执照哦，有限期一样了。所以他没有办法，这符咒贴我整个房间啊，直到那个日期快过了再赶快去买。而且呢，去拜托庙祝，还要被人家奚落一番。拿钱给人家，还拜托你给我，人家还不一定给。有一天，他听到一个消息，说有一个洋鬼子在我们的村里面传一个叫做耶稣的，很厉害，会赶鬼。他以为耶稣会赶鬼已经来到我们村里了，结果他派他的女儿，当时只有8岁，就是我的奶奶，我的外婆，去问牧师什么时候来。结果我的那个婆，我那个外婆呢，8岁，一个小孩子跑进来，我认为很多人在做礼拜不敢进去，结果坐在后面，然后做完礼拜我就赶快回去，然后他的爸爸说你问牧师了没有？他说那么多人不好意思。然后他说你就去到前面去问那个牧师，他穿衣服可能穿得比较漂亮一点，那个就是下礼拜再去，隔个礼拜又再去，他就勇敢的继续坐在后面，牧师已经看到了。在还没有结束的时候，牧师跑到我这个8岁的小女孩的面前，我说小女孩你这今天第二次来了，那你昨天上个礼拜怎么跑得那么快呢？他说我不好意思。我说什么事情？他就跟他讲说我爸爸听说有耶稣在你们这边呢，他想请耶稣到我们家，他也不知道耶稣是谁。然后牧师笑着说你回去告诉你爸爸，不是只有你来，你要叫他自己来啊，他来才能够见到耶稣啊。隔个礼拜，我的外婆的爸爸真的就来了，干瘪的人大概走路也走不去。牧师向他传福音，他认识耶稣了。他从此以后把家里面的符咒全部拆掉，我的外婆整个家庭完全翻转过来。弟兄姊妹，那是耶稣基督复活的大能。 最后我要在这里我要讲快一点，讲第二点，耶稣从死里复活以后他胜过死亡。弟兄姊妹，这一点是没有人可以胜过的。我妈妈非常爱我外婆，她是我外婆唯一的女儿。我外公跟外婆在以前非常穷，而我外婆呢身体不好，她很年轻，大概50岁不到就得病，当时也没有钱医啊，就死了。她非常爱主，他在还活着的时候，因为他经验他的家庭的事情，他非常爱主。然后后来那个宋尚杰博士到台湾去布道的时候，哦，我的外公跟外婆被圣灵充满，然后他们整个生命改变，他们拼命的出去传福音。我外婆带了好多人信耶稣，但可惜家里没有钱，没有办法医病，我外婆过世了。过世的时候家里面没有钱去买棺材，我的外公跟我两个舅舅就去不知道去哪里拿了4块板木板钉着，然后就把我外婆用草席包起来就放在里面，然后祷告以后就拿去埋葬。埋葬的时候呢，因为没有墓碑啊，所以我舅舅两个舅舅呢就搬了很块大的石头呢去放在那个墓碑上面，放在那坟墓上面做记号。你知道我妈妈跟两个弟弟想说，有一天我们有钱的时候要为妈妈做一个墓碑，可惜不久了以后，就是过了2个礼拜妈妈埋葬了，我妈妈就告诉两个弟弟说，我两个舅舅说，我们去看妈妈的墓。结果他们到坟墓的时候，糟糕，那块石头不见了，妈妈的尸体，我外婆的尸体也找不到了。所以他们三个就在那边哭啊，他们说怎么搞了，谁把这个石头搬走呢？原来有军人在那边演习，看着这块石头好像蛮大的，可以用，搬走了。他不知道下面是一个埋葬一个死人，所以我的外婆到现在找不到尸体，埋葬在哪里也忘记了。我妈妈结婚以后，一想到这件事情就想到自己不孝，我妈妈常常哭，她觉得现在对不起妈妈。弟兄姊妹，有一天我妈妈做了一个梦，她梦见一个穿着白服闪闪发光的人，然后拿着一个权杖蹦蹦蹦蹦走到她面前来，然后叫我妈妈的名字。我妈听这个名字好，这个声音好熟啊，原来是我的外婆叫她说，女儿啊，你在哭什么？我在耶稣这里好得不得了，你不要再哭了。我妈妈从那个时候开始她不再哭了，这是我妈妈亲口告诉我的。她说因着耶稣基督我看到外婆活着。弟兄姊妹，这就是我们未来的祝福。最后一个，请我们记得一件很重要的事情，我们在耶稣基督的里面因着他活着，请你记得所有破坏的关系都可以恢复。 Restoration of relationships。 你知道我们的神是一个很注重关系的神，你知道神创造我们的时候，你如果读创世纪第2章很有意思，说神吹了一口气， 在这个死在这个身体上面哈，然后呢他就成为有灵的活人。所以那是神创造我们的时候我们有灵性。然后接着很有意思，你如果继续读圣经下说，所以说神就把他所创造的动物植物就摆在这个人的面前，那神把他叫做什么？把他的名字叫做亚当。然后神告诉亚当，这个要叫什么名字，这个叫什么名字。你知道神创造了何止万种啊，那亚当每一个都给他取名字，而且取得很好，不但取得很好呢，不会忘记。所以你说亚当聪不聪明啊？当然聪明，不然的话我们也不会聪明，对不对？所以呢那是非常聪明的。所以呢神给他那个聪明是干什么？让他可以管理东西。那个我们现在有一个现代的名字叫做理性。理性是什么？ 是管理东西，读书，处理事情，这叫做理性。很会厉害的，很厉害啊。然后请我们记得，上帝觉得他一个人孤单不好，所以上帝想创造，对不对？想叫是他所创造的动物，盼望可以找到一个什么？一个伴偶、伴侣有没有？结果他找不到。他找不到的时候，上帝说：“哼，那我知道怎么做了。”所以就让亚当睡着了。睡着了以后，神就拿了一个肋骨有没有？然后创造一个女人。然后你知道，亚当看到第一个女人那么漂亮的时候，他说：“啊，怎么那么美？”所以他说：“这个人把她叫做女人，因为她是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。”从那个时候，你有没有发现，亚当看到那么漂亮的女人的时候，从他生命里面产生什么东西？你知道吗？产生爱，那个爱叫什么呢？叫做感性。所以，请你们记得哈，我们每一个人都有灵性，有理性，有感性。是不是？而这些是干什么用？灵性是让我们跟神有好的关系联络着，而理性是什么？让我们跟东西，处理所有的东西有很好的关系。然后那个最后一个感性是什么呢？让我们人跟人之间有那种爱的交流。哎，这个好不好？好不好？你们好像不太喜欢的样子。好，很好哈，但是你记得哈，当罪进来的时候，这三个非常好的关系，人跟神的关系，人跟东西的关系，还有人跟人的关系，那最后一个第四个关系，自己跟自己的关系都搞破了。但是我在这里告诉我们说，耶稣从死里复活以后，他说我要让你们恢复到最初创造的关系，我们跟神的关系和好了，我们跟人的关系和好了，我们跟东西的关系和好了。所以弟兄姊妹，请你记得哈，如果有人呢有那种购物狂，那就是他跟东西的关系有问题。而且呢，有没有人恨自己的？有没有人自己恨自己的？有没有？有。那恨自己的结果是怎么样？自杀。所以请你记得，耶稣基督来了，他要让你恢复最完美创造的关系。弟兄姊妹，这就是耶稣从此你复活最大的祝福在我们生命里面。我不知道你要不要，我盼望你们在神的面前说：主啊，我要。我们感谢主，今天有三个年轻人要在这里告别他们的信仰，因为他们很小的时候是爸爸妈妈把他们带到神的面，带到这里来受洗的，婴儿洗礼。现在他们长大了，在我们的教会长大了，他说我们今天要告白我们自己，我们要耶稣基督。所以我们有坚信礼。我们当中今天在这里早上有一位曹勇弟兄，他看到他的太太太好了，他太太生病，耶稣医治了，他来了，他自己也感受到耶稣在他身上的正祝福，他知道耶稣又是又真又活的神。那今天也要在这里领受洗礼。那弟兄姊妹，还有最美的事情，我们今天晚上也有两位要在 晚堂受洗。你知道我们教会不强迫人家来受洗了，但是我们一定要把这个好消息告诉人家。所以弟兄姊妹，当你经验耶稣那从死里复活的那种能力的时候，我在这里要告诉我们诸位，你就得着最大世界上最好的宝贝。我们一起来祷告。主啊，请你帮助我们，让我们这一次到你的爱，在你的恩典里面一起蒙恩得祝福，奉耶稣基督圣名，阿们。我请莫牧师，我总一直讲莫牧师嘛，请江牧师来翻译。
Pastor Chang's summarizing. And so Pastor Chang shares this idea is that we tend to talk about our lives through from our birth till our death. It's a common conversation. We talk about ourselves and we talk about what happened in our past when we were younger. And when we go into funerals of people's passing and eulogies, we share so-and-so was born certain date and what their accomplishments, what their endeavors were, what they have done, and this is their death date, and we honor that. There was only one person in the world ever that the story continued after that day, past the number listed on their tombstones, and that person is Christ, is Jesus. And so Pastor Chang was sharing that last month, him and his seminary, they went into Israel, and they entered in a place where was the tomb of where Jesus was buried, but it was not a historical site listed, because it's really only us followers of Jesus really believed that he was born to life. But here's the thing, friends, if we don't believe that Jesus came from death to life, there really is no hope. Because Jesus only spent about 3 years of this in his life on earth to really do ministry. And he did some great things, didn't he? He preached well, he taught well, he healed people, he healed the sick, he cast out demons from people's lives. People's lives were changed. But if the story ended with his death, then that was it. And history only showed Jesus one thing. He was a good man. He was a good man. He did some good things, and that was it. And we will see him just as another ancient scholar, like someone like Confucius, that he's dead and that's it, right? He's some person that we make up some fake story, like Muhammad, right? Where he was risen and he went into the heavens and to a place now, if you go, is visiting called the Dome of Rock, which no one can visit. So is he really there or not, right? And so Jesus' resurrection was different, because Jesus' resurrection meant that he conquered death, sin, fear, pain, and such. But here's a crazy story about Jesus. This resurrection power that he has, this authority that he has, that's been given to him, he freely shares it to his people. And Pastor Chang shared a story. There was a lady that rented a unit in an apartment building, and this apartment was haunted. And so she, in the middle of the night, she saw basically a mother and a child come moving in. And she was afraid. She didn't know what to do, so she came to Pastor Chang. And Pastor Chang was at first confused, because he was like, what? Like, a family is moving into your house, right? But then he found out and noticed and recognized that she was scared, because she saw a ghost of some sort. And so Pastor Chang asked, like, do you want to believe in Jesus? And she was a little hesitant, so Pastor Chang asked them, like, only if Jesus can help you, right? Isn't it? And so they mumbled a little bit. But Pastor Chang prayed with this lady for a long time, and eventually the fear went away. There's power in the resurrection, and that resurrection power is really upon us, because there's something special about Jesus. Pastor Chang also shared a story of that his mother-in-law told about. So his mother-in-law's family was pretty wealthy, and the dad eventually went a little bit off. I think he was addicted to drugs, and he started going off. And he was afraid, he was in fear, he was concerned and worried, and he basically taped up the entire house with talismans and things to kind of keep him from fear. And, you know, he's spending so much money trying to basically run from this. And eventually, even sometimes as he visits these temples trying to get these new talismans, apparently every 3 months you have to renew them, right? It's kind of like your driver's license, right? And so eventually, even though they went to these temples, it doesn't necessarily mean that they would give it to him. And one day he heard that there was a person that can cast out ghosts and stuff, like, and through someone named Jesus or something. And so he was confused, but he didn't know. So he sent his daughter, basically Pastor Chang's mother-in-law, 8 years old, your grandmother, to go and find this Jesus. And so Pastor Chang's grandmother went over and to this church, and the pastor was preaching, and she felt scared, and she felt like it wasn't right to go up and ask. So she sat in the back, kind of afraid, and then she darted off after service was ending. And when she went home, the father asked, like, what happened? Like, why isn't he here? Why didn't you bring him? And she said she was too scared to do so. And so he forced her to go back the next week. And the next week when she went back, before the service ended, the pastor saw her in the back. And so he actually ran up to her and be like, hey, little girl, why are you here? I saw you come last week. Why did you run off? And she shared the fact is that her dad told her to come so that she would bring Jesus back home. And the pastor laughed at the comment and said, if your dad wants Jesus, tell your dad to come over, right? And so amazingly, the dad really did go. And it transformed the family when he encountered the resurrected Christ. Second thing that Pastor Chang shared about is Jesus conquered death. No one else can conquer death. And it's because Jesus conquered death, we will conquer death as we believe in him. And so Pastor Chang shared from his grandmother, from his mom's side. And the story of she came from a poor family, and but Pastor Chang's grandmother really brought so many people to Jesus, really loved Jesus. And but when she was about 50, she was sick, and she passed away, right? And Pastor Chang's uncles and mother tried to bury them, but they were poor, so they weren't able to afford really a casket of sorts. So they got boards of wood and buried her in far away in a place, and decided to put a stone as a monument to remember. And they told themselves that one day when they make more money, they would pick up her body and give her a proper burial. But unfortunately, 2 weeks later, when they went to go see the gravesite, the stone was lost. The stone was missing. The stone was missing, and they can't find out where they buried the mother. Apparently, there was the army who came by and saw this rock randomly here, and they decided to move it away. And so the body was lost, and even with that experience, Pastor Chang's mom has been always just regretful and sad about the situation, because she'll never know where her mother is. Until one night, she had a dream, and she saw a lady dressed in white linen come to her and basically called to Pastor Chang's mom and said, "Daughter, why are you crying? I'm here with Christ, and I'm happy here. I'm so excited. Don't cry." And from that day forward, Pastor Chang's mom never cried again, because she knew and she recognized and she understood the resurrection power. The other thing we have to recognize, friends, is as Christ is resurrected, we are resurrected in him. And if we are in Christ, friends, know one thing. All things can be restored. All things in our lives can be restored. Christ, our God, is a relational God. He's not a God that's other. He's a God that wants to be with us. And it's so special in the book of Genesis when you read about the account of the creation of humanity, is that when God formed man, he breathed onto him and they lived. There's something, there's a connection between humanity and God from that day forward. And he brought them into partnership with them as God brought his creation over and brought in front of Adam and gave him the authority to name each, every one of his creations. And you have to realize, Adam didn't forget these names. It means that Adam was pretty intellectual and smart. But even with all of that, there was one thing missing in creation that was not fit, because he couldn't find someone to really have a deep connection as he did with God. And so God created women so that humanity can be one, just as God and them are one. And there's this deep love and relationship. And so as we can see, there are many relationships that are created by God for humanity, right? There's the creation, there's a relationship between God and humanity. There's a relationship between humanity and with one another, with each other. And there is relationship between humanity and God's creation, right? And also, of course, there is this relationship within. And as you can see, because of the mar of sin of this world, we recognize that these relationships get broken all over us, right? And as we can, and as you see, that if we have greed in our lives, if we have greed in our hearts, oftentimes it's because there is a disruption of the relationship between us and creation. And if there's any discrepancy within us, like there's this deep despair of almost to the brink of death, why within us? It's because there is a disconnect of relationship within. But friends, here's the good news of the resurrection Christ, is the fact is that he brings restoration and redemption to all relationships. And so friends, this morning we're going to encounter, we have three young congregants here that are choosing to stand before us and become confirmed. They have walked this far with their family's blessings, but now they choose to stand on their own with God. And we want to celebrate that well this morning. We also have a man who's coming here to become baptized because he has witnessed the amazing power of God when his wife was sick. And also in this evening in Flushing, we have also two members going to be baptized here. Friends, we're not a church that forces anybody to get baptized and drag them along here and tell them you got to get your head wet. But the fact is that we want to share the stories of people wanting to come to Jesus and become baptized. And we want to tell their story because their stories really show the proof that really God, our Jesus, is resurrected. Amen. So, okay.
We're going to sing a very, very simple song. I think everybody can sing. Jesus loves me, this I know. 我们来唱一首非常好的儿童的诗歌, 叫做耶稣爱我,我知道。 OK, 可以吗? 好, 让我们, 如果你真的爱耶稣, 唱大声一点好吗? If you love Jesus, sing louder.
I want, 主耶稣爱我, 主耶稣爱我, 爱我，有圣经告诉我，耶稣爱我爱到底，爱我真人真实际，我若生前爱救主，日后必到天家住。